How does tort compare to other areas of law? Winfield, a leading academic expert on the law of tort, said that tort is characterised by duties primarily fixed by law and owed towards persons generally. This definition provides grounds for distinguishing tort from another key area of civil law, the law of contract. The ideal of the contractual obligation is that, rather than being imposed by law, it is negotiated between two parties, and, rather than being owed to persons generally, is specific to the two parties to the contract. In contrast, in the tort of negligence, you will see that duties and matching rights have evolved out of the operation of the common law, supplemented in some circumstances by statute, rather than by an agreement, and that they tend to belong to the population in general. We all have a duty not to drive carelessly and injure other motorists or pedestrians, and they all have the right to seek a remedy in tort if we breach this duty. However, you should note that this basis for distinguishing contract and tort is not absolute, as when you come to study economic loss caused by negligent statements, you will see that there are a number of cases in which the claimant has the choice of bringing his action in either contract or tort. When comparing tort and criminal law, the main distinction lies in the nature of their objectives. Simply put, the objective of criminal law is to enforce the law by punishing those who break it. The objective of tort law, on the other hand, is to enforce the law by compensating those who suffer damage when the law is broken. When you begin to study tort law, you will soon become aware that its primary focus is upon the loss or damage suffered by the claimant for the purposes of compensation rather than the individual personality and motivation of the defendant. However, as with contract, the distinction described is not watertight. There are instances, such as defamation, in which the law of tort allows punishment of defendants through the use of punitive damages. On the other hand, criminal courts now have extensive powers to award compensation to victims of crime. Further, some wrongs will constitute crimes as well as torts. Examples are assault, battery, and public nuisance. And these torts can be prosecuted as criminal offences as well as being the basis for a civil tort action.